Welcome to the Saturday Morning Storytellers Edition here on the Crude Life Live from the Missouri Inn and Suites in Watford City. Just concluding up Ribfest here as our Work Hard, Play Hard Summer Destination Week continues. Allie Cross, Macy Franz, and Canyon Cheddar joining us here all in Watford City High School. And we'll start with Macy Franz. Wild card, guys. Look at that. We're starting over there. Macy, what year are you? We got to pull you up to the mic here. There you go.
I'm a senior this year.
Senior this year. All right. So what kind of activities are you going to be into this year? Do you know yet?
I'll be doing track and figure skating and then obviously the ambassador program and student council.
Well, you're going to be in the master program, huh? Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'm going to talk to you about our environmental ambassador program, which we're working with Pat with to make sure that there's environmental options for you kids as far as the environmental energy options for the kids out there as well. How about in the community? What types of things are you active in?
I'm active in the coalition meetings that we have at the courthouse, and I've been active in like multiple like 5K runs, like the suicide awareness run and the County World Wellness Center run.
What's a county community coalition?
It's like where we get all together and talk about like how things benefit the community, like what we can do for like the parents to help benefit the kids, or like the kids benefit the parents.
And you get invited to that?
Mm-hmm.
For
like
real?
That's
great.
Three of us that get to go and sit in on it. And there's like cops there and like a lot of different people from the community.
That's outstanding. I mean, there's that's diversity right mm-hmm. there. That's inclusion. That's given, you know, your generation a seat at the table. Whether they listen to you or not, it's up to them, but at least they're giving you a platform. That's fantastic. So how long have you been doing that?
This year will be my second year.
Okay, great, great. Let's go to Canyon Cheddar since he's holding the mic. Ambassador chair for 21-22 school year. Boy, what kind of things you got planned?
Me and Pat got a lot of stuff planned. You know, Pat, he's always looking ahead.
Kind of a whipcracker motivator, isn't he?
Yes, yeah, definitely.
What's your background, by the way?
I'm originally from Watford City. I've been here my whole life. I've always played sports. Sports is kind of my passion. I've been playing basketball since probably the kindergarten, and baseball and football I also play.
Okay. And sports, we say it three times because it's so important. We got to say it three times on our show.
Yeah.
Actually, five times a lot of times we say it. How about what are you looking at doing after high school? What kind of career-wise?
I'm into the trades right now. I don't exactly know what I'm going to do yet, but the trades
but
is always...
you're into the trades. Well, then you already are doing it.
Yeah, the trades is always a good option to go to.
Well, it is, because you're getting your foundation done. What kind of trades are you into right now?
So this year I'll be working with Silver Fox Welding, and that's something new for me. I took a welding class last year, and I liked it, so I thought I might as well try that out.
Is there a lot of kids your age welding?
There's quite a few, yeah.
Are you for real?
Yeah, especially in Watford.
Okay, what kind of, do you guys just kind of weld stuff on the side just for fun?
Yeah, I mean, some kids like will bring their pickup in and do stuff on their vehicles.
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you guys in the demolition derbies too and all that?
No.
No, okay. That's a different kind of welding. You'll get to that. how about baseball? You mentioned you're in baseball. I used to be a baseball player. What position did you play?
I'm a catcher, and whenever I don't catch, I kind of just play wherever my coach really wants me to.
Okay. I was a catcher as well, and then I played first base and pitcher.
Okay.
But
I don't pitch.
You don't pitch?
Nope.
No. Okay. I started as a pitcher, but then a catcher, because basically we didn't have a catcher on our team, and when you can play any position, you just end up there. It sounds like you ended up there.
Yeah, you got to be a little bit crazy to play catcher sometimes.
You do. Oh, and you got to realize your knees and the stance and all that different stuff, because you're squatting for 9 innings.
Yeah, so. And some of the innings can get long sometimes.
Yes, they can. You know, getting around the horn basically just to stretch the legs as a catcher. So anyway, have you got a favorite team in the majors?
My dad likes the Twins, so I kind of just follow him. I like the Twins.
Okay, all right. I had two pro tryouts with the Reds and the Braves, and they both told me I'm too slow. You got to race at least the second off my 40 time, and I looked in the mirror and went, that ain't gonna happen. Okay. I was a cross-country runner, so I ain't in the sprinting game there. But so are you looking at anywhere for college when you're done?
I'll probably end up staying in state. I might go to like try to find a JUCO somewhere and work my way up.
Are you looking to pursue sports?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could tell. Okay. Yeah, you might want to look at a tech school. I mean, you've already got, you know, I don't know which tech schools have sports outside of Georgia Tech, but I know that they do. Some do. So
yeah, I know. So Wahpeton, they're pretty good with, like, the trades and everything. They talk to me a little bit about baseball, so that's always an option for me.
That's right. Wahpeton's got a great JUCO, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. Bismarck State used to. I'm not sure exactly. I got to refresh myself. But there, Brock Lesnar was there. That's why I know about Bismarck State. But that was a wrestling program, so... well, I wish you luck on that. So the ambassador chair for 2021, we're going to circle back to you throughout the year to find out what's going on, get an update on what's going on, but ask you to hand the mic over to Allie Cross. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, Allie Cross, right? That's who we're talking to now?
Yeah.
I got a little mixed up there. So what's happening, and you're a what year?
I'll be a junior.
Junior. Okay. Are you in the ambassador program as well?
Yep.
Okay. When did you join?
I joined last year. Like middle of last year.
Okay. And what types of things are you doing in there?
Right now, we have the Buddy Program, which where high school students go and eat with elementary students once a week. And I incorporated the, like, having pen pals in it. So I talked to the Good Shepherd Home and Horizon Assisted Living, and they gave us resident names.
Pen pal's still a word, huh?
Yeah.
So, okay. Boy, I'm getting confused here. Some words I think are too old, but are you actually writing?
Yep.
Like handwriting with a pen?
Yep. They have a prompt that I give them, like, what are you excited for this summer? And they just write to them, and I deliver the letters.
Do they type it or write it?
Write it.
Oh, my word. That's outstanding. True story here. Was it Grand Rapids, Minnesota, I think it was, or Hibbing? Anyway, somewhere up in northern Minnesota, a friend of mine's grandson was the valedictorian. And that means he's the smartest guy in the class, right?
Yeah.
At least it used to. And GPA-wise, anyways. And so his grandma gave him a, you know, card, graduation card with money and this and that. And he goes, Grandma, can you read this to me? Because she wrote in cursive.
Oh, boy.
He was the valedictorian of the class, and he couldn't read cursive. So it obviously wasn't on him. That was a systematic problem there. So kudos for continuing the communication on all forms, whether it be sign language, written language. You know, I mean, I see we're going backwards to Egyptian emojis now as a society. So good for you for keeping kids writing, because a lot of schools don't even do handwriting anymore. They
yeah.
got rid of it for typing and keyboarding. So,
yeah, I have about 6 pen pals right now, like on my personal life, and a lot of them write cursive. So
for real?
Yeah.
My son... he started in Montessori, and they teach you cursive because that's the natural way that we write as a species. And then when he got to middle school, he stopped in Montessori. They made him do block writing, like whatever, writing, whatever that's called, handwriting, whatever. And it's just his handwriting's terrible because he doesn't practice it every day. He doesn't write notes. He texts, you know what I mean, that sort of thing. So, again, kudos to that. What other things? Are you active in sports at all?
Yep, I do volleyball, basketball, and softball.
Oh, wow. Okay, volleyball, basketball, and softball. Is softball during the summer or is that spring?
It's both. We have a spring team and a summer team.
Okay, through the school?
No, it's through the Rough Rider Center.
So clubs, okay, or whatever they're called now. They used to be called clubs back in the day. I can't even believe pen pal is still a word. I thought that would have went out with 8-track and... VHS tapes, you know. But anyway, so what do you want to do when you grow up or after? Well, never mind, I haven't grown up yet. What do you want to do in the next 5 years?
I want to go to, I'm looking at University of Mary and becoming a registered nurse.
Oh, great. Well, that'll be outstanding. So, okay. Well, let's see. Let's bring her back down to Macy, and let's talk a little bit about what types of advice would you have for kids that are moving in here or parents? This would be easy for you because you sit on a council that does this stuff all the time. So right now we're talking to either the parents or, you know, if kids are listening to this, they might be, I guess, on the radio. I just can't see a lot of kids downloading the podcast, The Crude Life, but maybe. And you'll change that right here with me. What types of things should they be aware of?
I think you should just be aware of what's going on in your community, like, to get involved in anything you're interested in. Because I know there's a lot of things that kids are interested in and they're just too scared to do. So I would just get involved in anything and get to know people, because like the more people you know, the better. And I've learned that a lot with Pat. It's like the more you know, the more people you know, the more like opportunities open up for you.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think get involved and start to get to know more people.
Not even really even take a leadership position in there. Just get involved.
Get involved, yeah.
And be a part of the energy that a group can create. Mm-hmm. You know, like-minded people thinking positive messages, you know. That's amazing to be a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
Canyon, how about you? You know, you're part of baseball teams and other sports teams. You know, that you're obviously involved, so it's been a second nature for you.
Yeah,
what,
I think
what types of advice do you have?
I kind of agree with Macy. I think just getting involved in clubs is one of the biggest ways to meet new friends and fit in with everybody else.
Okay. How about you, Allie Cross? What kind of advice would you have to parents or all the kids that are listening to the show? You know, kids love the Crude Life.
I think for parents, just like encouraging your kids to do what they want, because I know like I was kind of like a little bit scared to join the ambassador program because I wasn't sure what it was. And then my mom told me I should join. And so I'm glad that I did now, because there's so many opportunities that have opened up for me.
Okay, great, great. Well, good luck on the ambassador program. Like I said, I'm going to be checking back on this and throughout the year, seeing what's happening with that. And we are going to be doing some energy environmental projects as well. And so you can obviously find out more about that through Pat or if I'm back in town, and we invite you to be part of that, because we're going to be doing some tree planting things and some, you know, probably even get the principal involved here from the high school with some of their recycling programs and that sort of thing. Because we're actually going to be in Gillette, Wyoming in a couple weeks cleaning some truck stops. Have you ever been to a truck stop lately? It's like the new garbage pit of the world, man. All these COVID masks are up against fences and edge of towns. They catch everything, and you know, these trucking places, it's just, so we're going to help clean up that a little bit in Gillette, Wyoming. So any final words, anything you guys want to add, anything we missed out on? No,
I'm okay.
Oh, there's the bat phone. All right, thank you guys.